Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to be talking about this prophetic word roller coaster, but it just makes me think of something like
trouble. Trouble, bad dog in my soul since the day I was born. Worry, 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 worry. Worry just will not seem to leave my mind alone.
Well, let me tell you that. You are serving the Lord. You have no troubles. You have no worries. But if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and you've made money your God and you've been holding on to things and stuff.
Trouble.
Because what the Lord's about to do, he's about to lay to rest. So many things that have gotten in our way. As a matter of fact, when you think about it, I mean, he's going to play taps on a lot of these strongholds. It's time for this to end. And in the context of this, the church is going to arise. Awake, O sleeper, awake. Awaken to your call, to your destiny. Rise up, men and women, warriors of God, mighty ones. Today is your day. Awake, O sleeper, awake. It is time. Listen to this prophetic word because this is what it's all about. Don't be dismayed. Realize, though this year is going to be, it's a journey to filter out and to bring us all back to a place of redemption and a place at the cross. Listen, this is Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries as John's reading this word to us.
It's entitled The Vision of a Roller Coaster. This is Rick speaking. When I prayed for this coming year, I was shown a roller coaster. This means we will have ups and downs this year. I realized that hardly takes a prophet to predict. But the encouraging thing about this vision was that the ride ended at the highest point. We're going higher this year. So don't be discouraged by the dips. Hang on and know that we will be going up again soon. Our prophetic friend Bob Jones told us several months ago that it was going to be a very hard winter. I think this one has already qualified for that. As I am writing this in South Carolina, it is 8 degrees outside. I don't remember it ever being cold here. However, the great thing is that spring will certainly follow. The point is that we must hang on during any dips or hard times. They will come to pass, but they will pass. As Winston Churchill once said, when you're going through hell, keep going. Keep going. The roller coaster I saw was a very rickety. It did not seem that it could make it through another turn or the ups or the downs. It held together, though. I love roller coasters, but this one was not the kind I would get on voluntarily. We don't have a choice. We are on it. Even the strongest systems of this world are very shaky, and most can only make it through another day because God is holding them together. He is doing this for our sakes, so we should not stop praying for them. He begins to talk about a glistening train. In the vision, there was a platform at the end of this roller coaster ride. It did not look any stronger than the roller coaster, but as we walked across, it became stronger and stronger. On the other side, there was a beautiful, brilliantly glistening train, which we boarded. It was the most beautiful and well-appointed train I've ever seen. However, as I boarded, I saw that when it left the platform, it would enter a long, dark tunnel that I could not see the end of. Even so, the tunnel was going up, and this was a powerful mountain-climbing train. We're going up. It may be dark and a bit scary for a while, but we are going higher. That was the end of this vision.
That's amazing. That is so amazing, because that's what the Lord has just been laying on our heart, that that you got to go through this to get there.
Yeah.
And what happens is those kind of moments give us the alignment. It brings us back into alignment on the tracks, you know, getting back on the track again. As a matter of fact, it makes me think of how the Lord spoke to Steve. He was telling me how the Lord gave him a vision about how to get things back on track again. God will speak to you about getting things back on track again. And he talks about, too, a train often speaks of training in dreams and visions. So there's training involved. I mean, you quite often think about that, you know, you're always thinking, okay, well, I know everything I need to know. Let's do this thing. And the truth is, as disciples, what we do is we learn. That's what a true disciple is. We're constantly learning. And in our process of learning, other people learn through our process of learning. And then when they learn, other people learn. But it's not like all of a sudden you retain all this knowledge and now you're just going to pour it all out and you know everything. Is that there may be things that you do know that you share with others, but you're constantly learning. And that's a sign of humility and the reality that you're not God. And he talks about, you know, it's about equipping the saints in Ephesians chapter 4, that when the harvest comes in, that obviously you got to train the harvest. They're brand spanking new. That means like a baby brand new. And it's a city that God is building. And it's a city not built with human hands. You think about the New Jerusalem spoken about in the book of Revelation, that this is exciting days. Understand, God's going to have a victorious church. It's sort of like a father saying to his family, says, listen, this house is going to be straightened out.
That's right.
Just in case you're wondering if it's not going to be straight, it's going to be straightened out. And that can mean many different things. But you know, whatever that father is saying, if he is a healthy father, that it's going to be straightened out when he finishes. And or a parent would say that in the context of that. Well, God is very healthy. He knows if he says this is what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. And we're beginning to see that. It makes me think also about this apple prophecy. And you have that there as well, if you could pull that up over there, because I want you to see that. And this is exciting, because when I was preparing for our leadership gathering, coming together, and that as I was preparing for the gathering, that it was amazing. It was so amazing that God was speaking to me. God was speaking to me about how he's preparing us for this day, and he's trained us up for a day such as this. And it's always about the next generation. Sad to say, you know, that we have to be delivered from narcissism and idolatry, because today's church, you know, has that dilemma of the self. You know, it's all about self and me and, you know,
idolatry.
And to the point where not only do we not want to have any spiritual children and share the gospel with others, but we don't even want to have any natural children. And so God's going to deliver us from that, that we're going to find joy again in family and fathering and mothering his offspring. He says, you know, he's not unjust. He says, he will not forget the love you have shown him as you help his people and you continue to help them, no matter what the world says. When you help God's people, God is pleased with that. And when you continue to help them, that's loving him. Mm-hmm. That's how you love God. And so when people convince you that you shouldn't be helping God's folks, what they're doing is they're trying to keep you from loving God. And so as I'm preparing, as I'm preparing for the leaders coming in, you know, God, what are you saying? You're saying so much. What do we need to talk about? And ever since after Christmas, And up until the gathering that just took place, that I just had this hunger, this desire for apples. I didn't know why. I'm not like this healthy necessarily eater. And Donna brought some apples. They were like green apples, and they were not that good. But I sat here and I was peeling these apples up, and I don't necessarily cook all the time, Okay, anytime.
Ever.
Thank you for clarifying.
I used to when I had time, and we saw and so I'm peeling these apples, and I'm gonna make an apple crisp, and I didn't know how the recipe for apple crisp, and so I made I don't know about 3 or 4 pounds of apples. I thought they were going to kind of go down, melt down or something, but they didn't. They were still there, dominant. But then I ate those, and it's like I put sugar on them, try to make them sweet or whatever, and it just wouldn't come through. As a matter of fact, it lasted all the way to the gathering in the beginning of 2014. And so here I am, you know, and then all of a sudden I said, you got to get some of those delicious apples, those red delicious apples. That's what I need. And I just started eating apples for breakfast, and apples, and that is not... You know, for you, it's a normal thing. But that's why he stays so slim and fit.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. Apples don't work. Anyway, so and so, but I had this apple on my desk. You know, I could see, you know, I have this dark chocolate candy bar that Steve got me sitting there. You never know, break something off.
Which one should I eat?
I have those Nutri-Grain protein peanut butter type things sitting there maybe. But I don't have an apple on my desk. But I just put this apple on there, and I'm passing by, you know, back and forth throughout the days. And I'm looking at this apple, just thinking, that is so peculiar for me to have an apple on my desk. But I just kind of like, this guy was speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, as I'm preparing on January the 7th for the gathering that's coming together on the 9th, I guess, right? Yeah. The 9th, that this word is spoken out by Bob Jones about this year, 2014, being the year of the apple. And I'm like, oh my goodness. As a matter of fact, John, can you read this word? So that came right in the middle of preparation. It just so encouraged us when we heard this word.
Vision of the apple tree. While in a time of praise, Bob saw an apple tree in full bloom. As he prayed for understanding, the Lord revealed to him that many people have been in the bud. They have been waiting on promises that go back many, many years. Now the Lord is saying that before the apple tree blooms in the spring, their buds shall bloom. Although some of them are ancient promises, they will bloom in the spring before the apple tree does, and they will begin producing the fruit of righteousness. Peacemakers bloom. In the fruit of the spirit of prophecy, the apple represents peace. Therefore, this means that a lot of peacemakers shall bloom or come into their divine calling by this spring, and they will bring forth the fruit that God has called them to bear. So get ready for the peacemakers to come forth with the fruit of God and reveal the Son of Peace to the world. The peacemakers that are coming forth in this next season are those who can make peace between the human soul and the Father. As they reveal the Father's love to the human soul, it will bring stability to the body in every way. Through the administration of these peacemakers, first and foremost, they will bring man's soul into the place where it can enter into the peace of God. And this peace is beyond all human understanding. They will also enter the love of God, which will create the fruit that he wants produced in the body now. This is literally the beginning of the fruit that needed for the harvest. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount and guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:7. Peace beyond understanding is what God is offering us. Unfortunately, much of the body has seen the Father from a wrong perspective. They see him as the cruel master and judge instead of being the God of love and justice. 95% of the body of Christ thinks that the Father is the judge that is squashing them all the time. They accuse the Father of bringing calamity in traumatic situations where, in fact, it is Satan. The Father simply removes his hand where he is no longer welcome. But now we will begin to see him as he really is. Love. And love beyond any expectation of love. When we have peace and the Father, then the bloom will begin to turn into fruit. And this fruit will begin to come forth this year, yielding more next year and even more the following year.
This is so exciting. There's so much more to this word, and you got to be able to see it on the VFN torch. But this is the year. I mean, think about it. God was already speaking to me about it. We was preparing for this gathering. You know, God, what are you saying as we prepare for 2014? And it's the year. And I think about, you know, Brother Kilpatrick, spiritual father to me, his word that he gave about the very same thing when he God was saying specifically that I want the VFN Dream Center and the VFN TV studios to be located in the region that it is because I'm about to do something. Mm. And he talked about buds and blooming and that type of thing. So in the midst of this roller coaster ride, I want to encourage you, understand, trust God and realize, you know, this fruit is going to be the fruit of right standing with God, us getting back in this right place with God, to have be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. Get connected and rightly related for those who have a vision and are hearing from God so you can be a part of what's happening, what's taking place, to eat this fruit that God is birthing, because good things are going to take place in 2014. It's going to be the best of times, and it's going to be roller coaster rides, but it's going to end, as Rick Joyner said, on a high place. It's going to take us on a journey, but if you understand, if you looked around, it's going to take a journey to get us all back, you know, back up under the Father's leadership again. But hold on and believe for good things. This is the year the apple will bloom. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.